Haskell, October 1899. First part missing. Errand of the men and the father looked rather perplexed. The son had told our brethren that he used no tobacco or liquor of any kind. Brother Starr went over the ground of which he had spoken to the son, and the father was much interested and thought there would be no objection to their having the ground, but he would have to speak to the council. "And as you," he said, addressing Brother Starr, "can tell them just as you have told me, I invite you to be present on this occasion." He promised he would. "So you see the matter is working so the truth will be brought before the first men of authority of Maitland. This is as it should be. We are to take an elevated position, as did the prophets of old, and be intensely in earnest in working out the will of God. And while we have the spirit of a little child, the spirit of the Lord will make the impressions upon human hearts. We have spent two Sabbaths and Sundays at Hamilton. We were called to be present at the dedication of the church just erected at Hamilton. I spoke on Sabbath what is called the dedicatory discourse. The house was well filled. Sabbath afternoon there was a social meeting. Very good. Sunday I spoke in the afternoon, Brother Daniels in the evening. We returned to Corinbong Monday morning. We received telegram from Dr. Caro to come to see land for sanitarium. We took the cars Tuesday morning, W. C. White, Brother Gates, Sarah, and I. We found two teams waiting for us. I have given you the history of this in another letter. Last Sabbath I spoke in afternoon in the chapel. Brother Daniels spoke in forenoon and in the evening. Sunday morning, 9:45, we were in the school chapel. W. C. White spoke with clearness. I had been so harassed with various perplexities that I did not know as it was my duty to speak, but as my turn had come, I arose and, committing myself to God for His help, I addressed the students and the teachers. I was sure that the Lord gave me tongue and utterance. Every word seemed to come readily, and I do bless the Lord for the signal manifestation of the power of God. All the school felt, indeed, the presence of God in a marked manner. I was filled with the Spirit of God, and out of the abundance of the heart the tongue speaketh. Then Elder Daniels spoke excellently well, then Herbert Lacey bore a good testimony. Brother Palmer, who was preceptor, spoke well, then Brother Hughes spoke well. Young Brother Morse spoke. I could not remain, for I was tired. I had a pleasant interview with Brother Colcord. Brother John Wessels had been with us during the closing exercises of the school. I had an interview with him. Meeting was appointed for early morning in my room, Brethren Daniels, Starr, Salisbury, and W. C. White and myself. This proved to be a most important interview in reference to recommending laborers in new fields. Now I am preparing my American mail, and I have so consumed my time I can write but little. Brother and Sister Hickox are doing well. A tent is established in a beautiful park at Wallsend. These meetings have only just begun. It is not possible to know the result. There seems to be an excellent spirit generally. I wish we could see you here when the year is over. We shall expect to see you in the centennial year. Wednesday, the 11th, we shall be on our way to Toowoomba, Queensland. And you and Sister Haskell will not be here as you were in Brisbane. But the Lord Jesus will be with you and us. I fully believe it since the Lord blessed me so abundantly yesterday. Praise His holy name.